Hi, it's Raphael Kushner, and I'm excited to give you a up-close and somewhat in-depth tour of the workshops that I hold around the country and in Canada as well. So I know your time is limited. I want to give you a sense of what I'm going to talk about throughout the course of this video. At first, I'm going to talk about the short workshop and the longer one. And then when that's done, I'm going to take you on a tour of all the major workshop sites where I facilitate the retreats and give you a little bit of a sense of what each one is like, what makes it distinct, and help you determine which one might be the best one for you to come to. I know that some of you watching this have been to some of these facilities before, so you can skip around to save time. And some of you may have been thinking for a long time, am I a workshop kind of person? Do I actually want to go to one of these places? What would it really be like? And I want to make sure that you get a chance just to kind of, as the title signifies, get beyond the blurb, that little paragraph that you see in the catalog, and get a much better sense, a kind of a human sense of what the experience is like. So I'm going to start by talking about the weekend workshop. Wherever I do this, it begins on a Friday evening and then goes to lunchtime on Sunday. On Friday evening, we spend much of the time getting to know each other, creating a set of understandings that are going to allow us to be as safe and vulnerable together as possible. And we end with a ritual that takes everybody really out of their everyday life and into a very sacred space and a trusting space to do the kind of work that we're meant to do. During the Saturday, the one full day of the workshop, when we hold a weekend workshop, we focus on the practicals and the practices and principles of emotional connection. And we do this through discussion, through pairs exercises, and triad exercises. Some of them are actual practices, some of them are discussions. But what we're doing is we're covering the fundamentals of expansion, contraction, resistance, acceptance, and what acceptance and true presence looks like in real time, right in the middle of your everyday life. We are developing the skills that will create a foundation for you to take back to your everyday life and begin to build on them and see what it's like to do this work back in, let's say, the places where you get the most trigger or where you have the most stress. But this day, which is broken up into three different sessions, is really the intensive part of the practice and skill building. So by the time Saturday is over, you really have gotten the gist of the material. And you've gotten to practice at least two times with a partner. We take breaks a lot. We don't stand on ceremony. We want everybody to be really comfortable. And my job as a facilitator is to make sure that there's a real good flow throughout the day. It's kind of like, if this isn't your favorite activity happening right now, don't worry, because the next thing is going to be really different. So we try to make it work for kinesthetic learners, for audio learners, for visual learners. And even though there is some significant sitting because we need to get through the material, I try to make sure that we do stretches, that we use music to create not just a safe environment, but one in which you can really take care of yourself well. And nothing gets too static or bogged down. There's always a really good flow. Saturday night, there are two parts to our experience. One of them is some really fun exercises that approach all of this in a kind of raucous and celebratory way, because we've had a long day and we don't necessarily need to kind of keep dragging on. So we approach it with some humor, and then we have a dance. And I put on my DJ hat and my goofball dancer's hat, so to speak. And because movement is so important when it comes to emotions and presence, this is, for some people, really the most important and really powerful and transformative part of the weekend. And it's also fine for people who say, I don't dance, never did, never want to, because we give them a way to be a part of the experience that isn't pressuring, that doesn't take them outside of their comfort zone, but allows them to really help build the space so that our own group and the people we invite from the entire workshop facility all have the very best time. And it's also special for people who love to dance, because for many of them, you might be one of them, you don't have a place near you where it's not about dressing up, it's not about pickups, it's not about alcohol. It's just about dancing on your own, with a partner, with a whole group of people, whatever the moment really brings out. And I put together a really eclectic mix of music, which makes it certain that there's really something for everybody and keeps it very lively. So that's Saturday, and then we have one full, still, rich session on Sunday morning. And first we check and see whose muscles are sore, who is, transformed from all of that celebratory movement at the dance the night before. And then we dive into a special application of emotional connection that allows you really to use the process for places where you're stuck. But I should also say before that, we really warm up in a way, because we use some rituals having to do with sound and sounding and kirtan. For those of you who know what kirtan is, and those of you who don't, it's a sacred chanting that it's spiritual in nature, but it's not religious. It's really a way of coming deeper into presence. And we use it to open up energy channels that will give us greater access to our emotions and really free up stuck places in a surprising way. So after we've done all of that, we have a closing ritual. We also have a little time to talk about how best to take this work back home. And everybody gets a chance to talk a little bit about their specific challenges back home and get some support from other group members about how they might meet those challenges in a new way. So that's a tour of the weekend workshop. But just to add one last thing, this is the introductory workshop. So the basic idea is you get the information, you get to practice, and then you take it home and intensify it and deepen it. The reason I wanted to share that is because that's really the opposite of how we do the week-long workshop. Now, the week-long workshop is either 4 nights and 5 days or 5 nights and 6 days. I think it depends on the facility. But essentially what we do is spend the first day and a half covering those same practices and principles that we do in the shorter workshop. But then we take a big pivot. And what that means is, for the rest of the week, we're working together as a group, in smaller groups, one-on-one with my special facilitation for each person, to create an experience for each participant that is going to create the transformation right then and there in the retreat. So even though there's still obviously going to be lots of time to deepen and explore and practice back home, this is an extended retreat in order to really make a big leap right there in the group. Now, this happens starting from the very first night of the retreat, even, because it's the community and the mutual support that allows people to do that really deep work together. So each person, they don't know right away what it is that experience is going to be about. And many people change that experience as they explore it and get closer to it many times with their small group's help, with my help. But the point is, why are you really there? What can you really do right there to make a powerful change in your life overall? That's what we focus on. And as we do that, people go deeper than they ever imagined they could have. And in fact, end up at the end of that week really feeling like a family. That's why some very deep friendships and relationships have been birthed at that week-long retreat. And that's also why people, you know, by the end, they don't want to leave. They stay in very close touch at the end of the workshop in the weeks following to kind of keep everybody going together. And there's something really, truly magical about it that makes me very honored to facilitate it. And on the facilitator side, it's different in another way because it's working without a net, so to speak. It's not, here's a practice, you have 10 minutes. Each time someone goes into their deeply felt and vulnerable experience, it's fresh and new and unknown for everyone, myself included. My job is to make sure that everybody goes just deep enough to get the best out of it, doesn't kind of pull back any more than they need to, but also doesn't push too hard so that they'll be pushed back and it will be a less than optimal experience as a result. So I'm there to hold the space, to take you as deep as you can holistically and healthily go, and create the kind of transformation that is powerful but also lasting. And it's not ever a kind of hit you over the head type thing or push, because I don't believe in that. I don't think that ever really works over the long term. It's trying to find that place where you can blossom in a way that really integrates with your whole being. So that's the week-long workshop. And the other thing just to share about that is that it also has a dance, it also has chant, all of the, let's say, multidisciplinary, multisensory pieces of the work that allows it all to land as richly in all the different parts of you as possible. We use those throughout the week as well. Okay, so let me switch gears now and talk a little bit about the different workshop facilities. The first workshop that I facilitate in the spring is at the Esalen Institute. Now that's in Big Sur, California. It's right on the most spectacular coastline perhaps in the whole world. Amazing cliffs with crashing waves beneath. Really mild temperatures. It's usually somewhere between 60 and 70 most of the year round, and definitely in the springtime. Esalen is where the human potential movement began in the United States. It's gone through many transitions. People live there. People do work study there. And there's often four or five workshops and retreats happening at the same time there at Esalen. But you can't overestimate the power of the ocean, the incredible trees, the lush landscape, and the really powerful community. So one thing just to note, which has nothing to do with my workshops, at Esalen, when you get a massage, which it's famous for, it's open air, it's right above the crashing surf, world-class massage therapists with a special Esalen touch are doing their work with you as the surf is producing foam that wafts over you in a beautiful healing mist. So it's negative ion heaven and something, if you could afford it, that's not to be missed. Now, speaking of affording things, Esalen can be pricey, but also for people who are willing to kind of rough it a little bit, there are deals if you can sleep in a sleeping bag in one of the workshop rooms. Maybe there's one or two other people doing the same thing. That's the way to get there on a budget. So that's Esalen. Enough about that place, which is so close to my heart. And let me just say, by the way, weekend workshop in the spring at Esalen, week-long retreat in December each year at Esalen. And that's the same for this year, 2013, in which I am recording this video. Now, the next place I go to is the Kripalu Institute for Yoga and Health, which is in the Berkshire Hills of Massachusetts. This is what sometimes is referred to as Yoga University. They teach yoga. They teach yoga teachers. The spiritual heritage is very deep there. It started out as an ashram and then turned into a more eclectic personal growth and spiritual university, so to speak. It's not actually a university, but it feels more like that because the grounds are what used to be a monastery. So rather than buildings spread apart in the woods, like Esalen or some other places, it's one large building with a new annex that's very beautifully created with incredible ecological awareness. But all the workshops take place in the main building, and most of the accommodations are also in that main building. And the surroundings, though, are beautiful. There's a lake that's actually right there with a shore that's part of Kripalu, which you can walk down to. You can even swim or row. And when I teach at Kripalu, I do a weekend workshop on Friday to Sunday, as usual, but then begin the week-long workshop Sunday to Friday. So I'm there for a whole week, and some people choose to do both the Friday to Sunday and then the Sunday to Friday, which gives the absolute fullest immersion, a kind of deep dive into the work. And that's always really satisfying both for them and for me. Later in the summer, I often hold a workshop at the Hollyhock Center on Cortez Island in British Columbia, Canada. This is a spectacular location. It takes a little work to get to. It's a kind of a planes, trains, automobiles kind of thing because it's a remote island. There's a ferry that you can take or a float plane that you can take. But once you get there the first time, it's a lot easier, you realize, than it seemed when you were planning the trip. And also a lot more affordable than it seems when you look at the standard accommodations there, etc. There are ways to get there that are pretty economical. And if you're interested at all, I would recommend it. It's right on the water, placid water. There are special excursions to go out and see bioluminescence and some of the aquatic life that's there when we're not in workshop sessions. But that's a place where I hold the longer week-long workshop. There's a magic to the whole center there. Incredible gardens, beautiful flowers, and all kinds of food that's used in the kind of world-famous Hollyhock holistic kitchen. So there's a very gentle, nurturing feeling to Hollyhock. It's been around for a long time as well, since the 70s, I believe, and it's, for anybody who spends any time there, creates a kind of a magical memory. And it's a beautiful place to do deep work. And all the things that I mentioned about the week-long workshop happen there, including the dance, including the chant, and a chance to really go deep with emotional healing and transformation. Later in the summer, I go to Brighton Bush Hot Springs, which is actually here in Oregon where I live. It's a couple hours from Portland in the Cascade Mountains. Now, Brighton Bush is an intentional community, so many of the people who work there live on site. Actually, I think everybody. And that creates a family, a kind of a commune type feel in the best possible sense of that. It's been around for a long time. They've really refined how to do community. It's a very sweet feeling there. And of course, there are the hot springs. So some of them are more contained in a building, although the nature of the Cascades is right there. But perhaps the most magical of the hot springs are right in the middle of a meadow, looking out over a river and Douglas firs, and just incredibly soothing, healing, relaxing, and really something special about those hot springs. I also, in January or February of each year, do the weekend workshop at Brighton Bush Hot Springs as well. It's a place that I've been going to since 2001. I think it's the longest stint I've had at any of these retreat centers, and so it feels like a home away from home for me, and whenever I can, I bring my family as well, because there's something about the environment that really smooths out our rough edges If there's a, it's a place that you can really just sink into and feel like you're at home. At the end of the summer, beginning of the fall, I do a workshop. Sometimes it's the week long, sometimes it's just the weekend, at the Omega Institute in upstate New York. And this is another incredible facility, more spread out, the dorms and the classrooms on a kind of sprawling green estate. It's also like Kripalu. It has the feeling of a kind of university of holistic spirituality, but it has its own flavor as well. There's a Ram Dass library, beautiful organic food, a wonderful bookstore. And I've been going there for many years as well. And people from the Northeast often like to trade their stories and their sense of, is Kripalu the one that's best for them, or is Omega? And it's really very personal. There's no way of knowing which one you'll like better. If you're considering them both, I would encourage you to do one when you can, and then as soon as possible do the next, just to see what feels best. Because in fact, many of the same presenters, not all, but many like me, teach at both places, which are a couple hours apart from each other. Some years, not this one in 2013, I also will facilitate a workshop at a place called Indralaya, which is on Orcas Island in the San Juan Islands outside of Seattle in the Puget Sound. That is also a place where there's a very deep and rich community. It's not an intentional community of people living there on site, but many people feel like they're a part of the Indralaya family because they've supported the community in every possible way, from digging ditches to making financial contributions over the last, I think, 80 years. But the thing about that place is it's the most affordable of all of the workshops that I do, because people help with dishes and kitchen prep, and that makes everything just a little more affordable. It's rustic, but it's still very cozy, and when people go there, they also have a very special feeling. The truth is that all of these places that I've just described have their own individual magic. I hope I've given you maybe just a felt sense, a little bit about what makes each one unique. And of course, if you have any questions about any of the facilities or the workshops, the weekend or the week long, please don't hesitate to email me. I'd always love to hear from you, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can and answer any of your questions. My email address, for those of you who don't have it, is rc@kushner, my last name, CUSHNIR.com. Thanks so much, and I hope to see you at a workshop sometime this year or down the road.